It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. WYEP production director Brian Sawarek hosts the monthly retrospective music show American Originals, and he loves to talk about art. He joins us in Studio A to talk arts and culture and this month's American Original, Eddie Vedder. Brian Sawarek, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, it's good to be here.
For those not familiar, what is or what are American Originals?
American Originals is it's a monthly series that we developed about 2 years ago. And what it does is it features on an essential American artist. So we've done ones on Carole King, Randy Newman, Alan Toussaint, Tom Waits, Danger Mouse, people like that. And it's not just the story of their life. It's not just biographical, but we kind of try to weave in a narrative and let the music itself actually tell some of the story.
So Eddie Vedder is the subject this month. He is well known, of course, as the lead singer of Pearl Jam, but he's also done a lot of solo work. And what led you to explore his career, and what did you find out? What will you be telling us in this special?
Well, it's tricky with, you know, American Originals because of certain broadcast laws. You know, it's not like we can play all, you know, a whole album of Pearl Jam songs. So we have to, you know, we kind of mix it up a little bit. So there's a lot of interesting things about Eddie Vedder, and especially in his early days when he was just starting out before Pearl Jam and how Pearl Jam all got started. And I actually found some old tapes of him. And I think we have a clip of the one. This is a group that he was in when he was in San Diego called Bad Radio. And it's a later version of him, of a song that became famous for Pearl Jam.
It's always interesting to go back in time and listen to a lot of that song, the version we're familiar with is there, but that's certainly an early formation of it.
Yeah, you're not really used to ever hearing Eddie Vedder sing with those kind of goofy 80s keyboards, which is kind of funny to hear in retrospect. But, you know, that song, of course, Better Man, became one of the biggest hits from Pearl Jam's third album, Vitalogy.
And so he ends up in Pearl Jam, which is, you know, when we first, most of us, became aware of Eddie Vedder. How was Pearl Jam formed?
Well, Pearl Jam, they picked, like, the best time ever. They didn't plan it. It just, it actually happened under very tragic circumstances, as most of the band was in a group called Mother Love Bone, and their lead singer overdosed on heroin. And so Eddie Vedder kind of stepped in, and they formed Pearl Jam out of this group. That's kind of a quick Cliff Notes version of it. But the other interesting thing is that they hit right at 92, right when alternative music and everything was big and grunge, just after Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. So it was a good time for them. Obviously, they became instantly popular and had problems struggling with their success. But, you know, kind of fought the system along the way, too.
And that's what happens to the best bands. I mean, there's a little luck involved. I mean, the Beatles certainly came along at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the circumstances they were responsible for, some not. And certainly that seems to be the case for Pearl Jam. So then Eddie Vedder, of course, as the front man, becomes a big name in rock and roll. What has he been doing recently?
Well, actually, right now he's working on the new Pearl Jam album with the rest of the group, and they're wrapping that up. But he's been doing a lot of solo work, too, which is fairly new for him. He's done soundtrack work, but he just released an album last year called Ukulele Songs, in which he basically plays a ukulele and sings. And I think we have a clip of that. Something Glenn Hansard, who was here for the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and him teamed up for one of the songs on Ukulele Songs.
Through the sleepless nights I cry for you and wonder who is kissing you. These sleepless nights will break my heart in two.
Oh, the longing going on in that song.
Different sound, same voice, but I mean, he's kind of metamorphosized over his career, that's for sure.
Well, we'll look forward to your American Original special about Eddie Vedder. Meanwhile, stepping out of your WYEP hosting role, you're also an art and culture enthusiast, and you recently had the chance to see the Warhol Museum's newest exhibits with both local and national artists. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting mixed bag of stuff. It just opened this weekend. The first one is a guy, it's a long story, but Genesis Peorge. I first found out about him in college in a group called Psychic TV. But Genesis is also an artist and teamed up with a lady named Lady J. They fell in love and they started this very interesting love story in which they decided unconditionally to become each other. And starting this, it's called Pandrogyny, and they kind of developed it themselves. And the art that has come out of this, so definitely not an exhibition for kids, but it's an interesting love story between the two of them. And there's some, my favorite story of those were these cut-ups that they did, one which includes Queen Elizabeth and breakfast meat. So that's an interesting thing. There's also another part of that was Caldwell Linker, who is a local photographer, took a lot of photos of the local queer scene. And that was in conjunction with Pride Weekend this past weekend. And so there's a range of emotions there. You kind of get a little look inside of Caldwell's life. And as well as another one, Nick Bubash, who lives in McKees Rocks, and he did like these multimedia or mixed media sculptures. My favorite one being a taxidermied alligator head biting a wrestling head as well. It's a really interesting show, worth seeing for sure.
It all sounds very compelling. And before I let you go, Allegheny County Council has just greenlighted Knit the Bridge. So in 30 seconds or so, what can you tell us about Knit the Bridge?
Knit the Bridge is a very interesting project in which they're going to knit the Warhol Bridge. They're going to cover it with yarn and quilts. And it was just approved yesterday. And it looks like it's really going to be an interesting thing. It's going to happen in September, or it's going to happen in August going through September, where they're going to knit the bridge. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more.
Knitthebridge.org. And essentially, they're going to put fiber art all over the bridge.
Correct. That's true. It's going to be something to see.
That's a whole lot of knitting. But we're looking forward to that. And it's been a pleasure visiting with you, Brian Sawarek of WYEP, award-winning musicologist. Soon to present an American Original special about Eddie Vedder. Thank you, Brian.
Monday at 8.
We'll be there. Thank you so much for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any part of our program or want to go back and revisit one of your favorite Essential Pittsburgh episodes, go to our website at WESA.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.